The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, says a total of 35,000 hurricane victims have been airlifted out of New Orleans. Some 80,000 people are now in shelters throughout the South. Officials say they're getting a handle on snipers and violent gangs, which have drawn away resources and prevented rescuers from reaching people in most dire need. NPR's Mike Pesca has this update from emergency officials.
At FEMA's temporary headquarters here in Baton Rouge, the phrase "turn the corner" came up a lot. Representatives from the FBI, National Guard, and Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco all said it. Progress reports of the 13,000 total National Guard troops now in the New Orleans area, or the near total evacuation of the Superdome, seemed far removed from the desperation of the street. But then New Orleans Councilman Oliver Thomas, an unscheduled speaker, walked to the center of the room and began demanding that Baton Rouge take in more people.
Shelters are full. They have gymnasiums.
We haven't heard of that.
They have other government buildings all over this state. Why do we have to send our people to Utah? Why do we have to send our people to Georgia? I drive up now Louisiana. There's space all over the place.
A FEMA official explained that Baton Rouge's shelters were at capacity. To cram more people in would endanger everyone already there from a fire, health, and security standpoint. Security concerns had been stymieing rescue efforts up until a couple days ago, says FEMA Director Mike Brown.
And then we had the people that had decided they wanted to take guns and start shooting at people, and the lawlessness started to occur. That, in essence, almost stopped our response for a while.
Brown struggled to grasp the motivations of anyone who would shoot at rescuers.
I was talking to one of the attachés of military last night, and he says, you know, some of these kids think this is a game. They have a gun, and they think it's a game, that they're playing Pac-Man or something, and they're shooting at people and then putting the gun down, just blending back into the community. But I'll tell you, they're going to learn very quickly. The 82nd Airborne does not like to be shot at. This is real.
But later, Brown said there had been no shooting for 2 days. Louisiana's Attorney General Charles Forte said newly built detention facilities have helped thwart violence. The U.S. Attorney for Eastern Louisiana, Jim Teeter, talked about taking New Orleans back from the thugs.
Boots are on the ground. The police, the agents, the federal agents who have been out there from day one can do their criminal justice work, and we're going to bring these guys to justice.
Another key factor in combating violence has been the shift from unarmed responders like ambulance crews to the National Guard. As Michael Fleming, a general with the National Guard, pointed out, the Army cannot arrest civilians due to the Posse Comitatus Act, which separates the armed forces from the police. But the National Guard's policy is to secure an area before sending their troops in, meaning that some order is restored, which, official after official said, is the situation today. Tonight might be a different matter. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Baton Rouge.